The name is Schultz, Mike Schultz, entertainment editor for the River Cities Reader. We've been hyping this Transformers review all week long, Mike.
So, really?
Yeah.
You do get the scoop.
Yeah.
See, I had not looked at rcreader.com.
No, there's nothing there yet. I'm in the midst of writing it even as we speak.
Well, maybe you'll be able to flesh out some of your ideas here live on the show. He's the entertainment editor for the River Cities Reader. He joins us here on Fridays, although not next Friday. There will be no show next Friday.
Yeah, holiday.
Yeah, right. We'll be busy blowing things up in our backyard.
Just like Michael Bay.
Exactly.
He's got a bigger backyard than we do.
A much more expensive backyard.
Indeed, yeah.
Wanted to start off with a clip from the movie Transformers.
Sure, let's do it.
And then I'm dying to get your review.
All right.
In this clip, one of the robots from the future is talking to Megan Fox about how hot she is or something.
I don't know. So you've seen the film.
I don't know quite how to describe it, but here's a clip from Transformers, which is in theaters now.
Hello? Michaela.
I can't believe you're going to stand me up on our first web chat date.
I just had a full-blown mental meltdown. I am seeing symbols ever since I...
Since what?
Ever since I touched the cube splitter. Do you have it?
Yeah, I have it. It's in the shop safe. It's fine.
Michaela, do not touch it, okay? Don't touch it.
I'm not gonna touch it. Sam, it's fine. It's locked away. No one knows where it is.
I do. You're hot, but you ain't too bright.
Wow, I wasn't joking. He really does tell her how hot she is.
Yeah, absolutely.
I thought I was just making that up.
No, you guessed well, my friend.
Wow.
Nicely done.
Wow. Well, what can you tell us about Transformers
Revenge
of the Fallen?
Wow, it's stunningly stupid. It's really, really kind of aggressively stupid and incoherent and terrible. And endless. Did I mention endless? It's
like,
2.5 hours.
Yeah, right.
And it's like watching a trash compactor eat another trash compactor for 2.5 hours. I don't know what the hell happened. I have no idea what was going on in that movie. It was just, wow. Incoherent and terrible. You know everything that was kind of fun about the first one?
Right.
It's like they said, people kind of like the parents. Okay, well, let's make them even stupider and less, you know, have less sense than they did last time. Okay, it's great. Oh, everyone liked the robots when they turned into stuff. Okay, let's do that, but make it, I just wanted to cry, man.
Really?
It was staggering. Staggeringly bad. Now, but not in an angering kind of way. You know, I didn't leave like pissed off or anything. It was just... It's like being mad at a toddler when they spill your Coke. You know, you're like, oh, well, that's what you were going to do. It's just,
So
it hurt.
You went into this movie with the right attitude.
I did. I liked the first one. I had a ball.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. And this one just kept going, and scenes don't make sense, and the jokes don't work, and it's racist, and it's...
Racist?
We got a pair of robots in this thing, a pair of new twin robots, actually.
Uh-huh.
And, boy, it's like Jar Jar Binks cloned himself, and they just banter back and forth, and this Weasel, yeah, that's right, Weasel gonna kick your ass,
no.
and you stare at this thing, and they're kind of designed with afros, but like metallic afros,
and kind of
bigger lips than the other robots have.
No.
It's stunning, and the audience is roaring at this. This is the height of comedy. I was in shock.
Wow.
Yeah, I stared at this thing.
Racist robots?
It's terrible.
Wow.
Yeah, it's something else. You almost should see it. I mean, everyone's going to go anyway, so
yeah,
go.
Right.
But when you go, check out the robot twins, because really, not since Jar Jar, have you seen something that's just so aggressively hateful to an entire race in the guise of comedy. It's stunning.
Really?
Yeah, it's a killer.
This thing has made...
Yeah, something like $60 million.
$60 million,
yeah,
and
right?
It opened on Wednesday.
Absolutely,
so.
And the audience had a ball. They applauded. They laughed all throughout. So it's making the right people happy.
Uh-huh.
So God bless.
So if that's your thing, you should see it.
Absolutely right. But but if you're offended by this, you're not alone.
See, I went into the first one with such low expectations.
Maybe that was the key for us.
And
yeah.
I was really happy with it.
Yeah, me too.
And
I
this one, I couldn't care less.
Yeah,
I feel like I saw all the transforming robots I need to see in my life,
yeah,
you know?
Right? You're set.
Yeah.
You're good.
That was enough.
Yeah.
I didn't leave the first time going, I wonder what happens next.
Yes. So many unanswered questions.
What is Optimus Prime going to do now?
Yeah. Oh, wow. It's something.
Yeah.
It's really something.
I almost want to go just to see the racist robots.
Oh, man.
Really?
Oh, it's terrible. Yeah. They show up just enough to be really, really obnoxious and hateful.
Wow, all right.
Yeah,
well,
it's stunning.
I will definitely I'll have to check that out.
Hate something more than the Transformers,
which was
The Proposal. I hated the Sandra Bullock movie way more than I hated the Transformers.
Really?
It is, I mean, it's exactly what you think it's going to be. And again, it's probably going to make the right people, the people it's geared for, very happy. But it is just from the first seconds to the very last thing, it doesn't do anything you don't expect it to do. And it keeps making you think it's not as bad as it actually is. They, like, front-load this thing with all these talented people. You got Craig T. Nelson and Mary Steenburgen and Malin Ackerman and all these great people who are playing these ridiculous, you know, kind of horrible stereotypes that we've seen thousands of times mm-hmm. before. Sandra Bullock looks miserable, just miserable throughout the whole thing.
Really?
She and Ryan Reynolds, who's fine, you forget about him, like always, you forget about him about 5 minutes after the movie's over, don't have any kind of chemistry at all. It's just, it just sits there like this big dead lump. Yeah.
See, that's a movie that I feel like I've already seen just from the previews.
Yeah, absolutely. There's nothing new under the sun.
Do they end up falling in love?
A little bit, yeah.
Oh,
just a little bit.
They do. Hope we didn't ruin it for you, everyone.
And what's
out
too
there
bad
listening.
Is, yeah, he's got like two other women in the movie who kind of flirt with him, and he kind of flirts back, and you're like, well, maybe this will go in a different direction. Okay, these are both lovely, charming people who are funny, and then you got Sandra Bullock, who's not. Uh-huh. And then, No, it goes exactly the way.
And she needs to stay in the country because she's Canadian.
Yeah, she's Canadian, and she's forgotten to renew her visa, and so she's getting deported. And
she
blackmails her assistant into marrying her, and he blackmails her back by saying, "Well, I'll do it, but you got to publish my book." So it's really about two bastard people who kind of find each other. It's terrible, you know. It's like, oh man,
you hated that. You must have liked Year One though.
A little bit. I actually did kind of.
That thing's getting horrible reviews.
Yeah, the reviews are terrible. It's really bad. But it's like Holy Moses. It's like we talked about last week. It's
really?
Like History of the World. It's like just this big goofy vaudeville set in biblical / Stone Age times.
Uh-huh.
None of it makes sense, but the jokes are pretty funny. It's got good stuff in it. Jack Black and Michael Cera, they're still doing their shtick, but it's still working. It works in this context when they're in Stone Age garb and they're talking just like Jack Black and Michael Cera always do. It's kind of great. You know, nobody's they walk from their Stone Age village right into the Cain and Abel story. So obviously the time frame is ridiculous from the outset.
I didn't realize this. It's directed by Harold Ramis.
Yeah.
The guy
yeah.
that did Caddyshack.
And not very
and
well at all.
Really?
It's a lot of close-ups. It's a lot of very kind of TV movie close-ups, which is weird. And the timing doesn't really work. But the jokes are good enough. It's all pleasant.
I laugh every time I see when they're getting stoned. It's the two of them. And they're just throwing rocks at Michael Cera. And he's like, hey, there's two of us up here. I don't know why that murders me, but every time I see that, I laugh out loud.
Yeah, there's plenty of good stuff in it. It's just fine. I'm not sure I'd pay full price at the movie theater, but
the one you enjoyed
absolutely
far and away
wins.
Most.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, I know we've got Away We Go opening up at the cinemas on 53rd Street. I don't think that one's in Moline. I think it's just cinemas in 53.
Yeah.
And that's basically Maya Rudolph. And a friend of the program, John Krasinski.
Is he a friend of the program as well?
He is a friend
of the
program.
Who have you not yet interviewed from The Office?
Carell? We have not had Steve Carell on, no.
How about Rainn Wilson?
No.
Okay, but everyone else, I'm
pretty
thinking.
Much.
That's
pretty
awesome.
Much.
That's great.
So it's a Sam Mendes movie.
Yeah,
the guy that did American Beauty and A Road to Perdition and
Revolutionary Road. Yeah,
our favorite Revolutionary Road.
Yes, the happy film.
Right,
2008.
But this looks like it could be a fun slice
of life.
Could
be fun. Absolutely, it's got Allison Janney in it. Mm-hmm. I know who we like. So yeah, could be cool.
That's opening, and then the other big movie opening all around the Quad Cities and all the theaters. My Sister's Keeper, a young girl conceived to provide a donor match for her leukemia-stricken older sister, seeks to earn medical emancipation from her parents.
Now, this is something that I probably should hate, but I kind of do dig that setup, I gotta say. Just because I like the idea behind, we had you so you could help someone else and don't really, you know, you were an afterthought. There's something there, I think.
This is a
could
huge
be interesting.
Book with teenagers.
Is it really?
It's
okay.
It's a book, yeah. My wife says basically that's all these, like, they all want to read this book.
Okay,
it's
all
been
right.
So it's a hugely popular book with the teenagers.
Yeah.
And I've got a clip here.
All right.
Abigail Breslin talking to her lawyer, and I think you'll be able to figure out who's playing the lawyer once he starts talking. It's My Sister's Keeper in theaters today.
What is your name?
Anna Fitzgerald.
What can I do for you, Anna?
I want to see my parents for the rights to my own body.
Would you repeat that, please?
I want to see my parents for the rights to my own body. My sister has leukemia. They're trying to force me to give her my body parts.
You're supposed to give her a kidney?
She's been in renal failure for months now.
Well, no one can force you to donate if you don't want to, can they?
They think they can. I'm under 18. They're my legal guardians.
They can't do that.
Well, that's what I want you to tell them, because they've been doing it to me my whole life. I wouldn't even be alive if Kate wasn't sick. I'm a designer, maybe. I was made in a dish to be spare parts for Kate.
You're kidding, right?
Hmm. See, there's something there. Yeah. There's the gem of an idea there, I think. Mm-hmm. I'm like, all right, okay. And it's Baldwin.
And then,
hey.
And what can I do for you, Anna? Liz Lemon, I need you in my office right away.
God bless him, man.
Yeah.
He's the greatest. So, okay. I mean, it's by the guy who made The Notebook, so I hate that. But,
yeah.
You know,
yeah,
but whatever.
Bring the tissues.
Bring some tissues.
You got your Cameron Diaz. You got your Alec Baldwin. You got your Abigail Breslin.
Yeah.
Could be good.
Certainly counter-programming to T2, if we're calling it that.
The Transformers?
Yeah.
Yeah. My guess is there's not going to be a lot of people going to
not a lot
movies.
Of crossover.
Yeah,
no.
Probably not. Probably not a lot
choose
of people
your poison,
going,
folks.
I couldn't get into the Transformers, so I went and saw my sister's keeper. You should probably just turn around and leave.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. He's Mike Schultz, and he's got a full plate on of reviews. Now, we'll read these reviews in the paper now?
We had an issue this past Wednesday, so...
So rcreader.com.
You'll read the Transformers review online, and okay. The other two probably in print a week from Wednesday.
And it's possible that you'll hear this review segment online.
Yeah.
Because the audio from this stuff is not only
within
on Rock 104.9, but
minutes.
Almost instantly it's posted there at rcreader.com, and we're grateful to our friends down at the rcreader.com for doing that.
Oh, thank you for your generosity.
All right. Well, this is turning into a love fest, Mike. You got to go. He's Mike Schultz from the River City's Reader.
Thanks,
and
buddy.
You are listening to Rock 104.9.